Welcome to the Dream Spark Podcast. I'm Blake Emmel. On today's episode, I'm going to tell you how to start a podcast right away, build it fast, and succeed perpetually in doing so. Let's get right to it. Today, I want to give you the tools and techniques that are required to start an amazing podcast today. And I want to help you not only start the podcast, but build it and grow it into something you truly care about and that is sustainable. It took me 25 years to realize that I thoroughly enjoyed sitting in an empty room talking to myself. I'm not insane, at least I don't think I am, but I am the next closest thing to insane, an avid podcaster. I wish it hadn't taken me so long to find the right medium for capturing my voice and telling the stories I actually care about telling. I know that you might be thinking podcasts are sort of boring, but I think you're wrong. And I think if you're listening to this, you may not think they're boring after all. But if you do, and you somehow are listening to this by some miracle, I want to prove to you that audio is king. I won't spend too much time doing this because I think it'll be pretty easy. But first, let me just summarize what you're going to learn in this episode. Number one, I will show you exactly how to get a podcast up and running in about 20 minutes. Number two, I will tell you what it takes to build a great podcast, to grow it, and to produce amazing content and acquire loyal listeners. And number three, I will help you know what goes into creating a sustainable podcast tribe that will thrive and profit for years to come. I want to read off some stats that I've accrued through my studies of audio versus video in the hopes to convince you that this is an up-and-coming platform and that audio is extremely underrated. Let me explain. Facebook statistics show that video posts have increased by some 94% over the course of several years. Twitter also reports that 82% of its users watch video content on Twitter. YouTube is already the second largest website on the entire internet. That's right, it's bigger than Facebook. Think about that. And finally, video on social media generates roughly 1,200% more shares and likes than plain text or image posts. So it kind of sounds like I'm digging my own grave here because video sounds awesome, but stick with me. I want to share some statistics on podcasting, if you will, so that you won't rule out audio as a king medium. First of all, 50% of all households in the United States, which is roughly 60 million homes, are podcast fans, regularly listening to podcasts. The demographics of podcasts include 54% male, 46% female. For context, the demographics for YouTube is 62% male. So podcasts are hitting a demographic that is much more split down the middle, whereas YouTube caters heavily to males. 80% of podcast listeners make it through at least 75% of each episode. YouTube cannot boast nearly a 75% watch rate. Podcasts allow you to participate in any situation, especially on your commute to work. Videos can't do that, or at least you shouldn't let them do that, right? In fact, 22% of all podcasts are listened to in your car. And finally, think about this. Video relies so much more heavily on audio to enhance the quality of the video than vice versa. How much does audio really need video in order to be great? Not at all. In fact, if I had a video of this podcast, it might be a little weird, a little bizarre. You may not like it as much. The voice is fine enough, but a video without audio, it's not good enough. Hopefully that kind of bolstered your opinion about audio as a medium that's on the rise. It kind of went away for a while there, but it's back and it's better than ever. So with that said, why should you start a podcast? And if you decide that you should, how do you even go about doing it? Let's get to that. All right, so I'm going to give you step by step how to start a podcast. And by the end of this, it should only take about 20 minutes to really set up a podcast and get going. But I'm going to start with the most important thing, obviously. I'm going to hit it right on the head before we even get into the technical part of starting a podcast. Step one is the most essential part of this. And I'm going to hit this home for so many other topics in this podcast, you're going to get tired of hearing me say it. But step one is identifying what makes your heart sing. I'm going to repeat that. What makes your heart sing? Now, other people might say, what is your passion? What do you love? What do you care about? These things don't seem powerful enough to me. They don't seem long-lasting. When I think about what makes my heart sing, it's about something that resounds deep within me for a very long time, throughout my entire life, something that is part of my identity, and that each time I think about it or feel it or am near it, I can't help but be overjoyed. Something that doesn't feel like work to me in the slightest. So, what makes your heart sing? What makes you feel so pumped up every time you have the opportunity to chat about it that you cannot contain yourself? What is the thing that is stuck inside your mind that you will go crazy if you don't put it out into the world? Start out general at first. It could be sports, knitting, dog shows, web development, candles, kangaroos, books, hipster mustaches. It could be anything. You could be passionate about entomology. Whatever it is, start general and then refine over time. Do research, find what you love specifically, and narrow it down more and more. Whatever it is, make sure it is deeply rooted in the fibers of your soul. The key to starting on the path of producing great content is having a well-oiled fire burning at any given moment for your topic. So, no matter how small the search volumes may appear for your topic, don't be discouraged. Stick to the subject that defines you, that makes your heart sing. Search volume is overrated. If you can niche down and find the thing that really resonates with you and you can speak on it more expertly than any other person, it doesn't matter if few people are listening. Those people will be loyal and they will spread the good news. I promise. So, I'm warning you now, do not podcast about something just for listens, likes, shares, or glory. Do it purely for the love of the topic. If you don't love what you're about to speak on, don't talk about it. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to listen, okay? I deeply care about helping solopreneurs, freelancers, entrepreneurs, side hustlers. I deeply care about their success because I am one. I'm going through it. I've been through it. And I want success for my fellow solopreneurs. That's what I love talking about. I love productivity. I love digital marketing because they are mediums by which solopreneurs can find success. That's why I talk about them. That's why I'm able to create good content and share my information that I cherish. And it's not garbage because I've really done my homework. That's why it comes across as passionate instead of, just doing it for money, which I'm not at all. So, whatever it is, do it for the love of the topic. All right, so now step two, after you have identified what makes your heart sing, after you've started out general and narrowed it down more and more, you're going to start taking this passion and making it into a truly great idea. And yes, you will have to do some keyword research. You will have to refine it. You do have to think about the marketing aspect of this, but don't start there. Like I said, you don't start worrying about what could be great search volume wise, what has low competition. That comes in later once you have your passionate idea that makes your heart sing. So now that you have your general topic you truly care about, it's time to refine it, to narrow it down, to niche down. The most successful podcasts, blogs, vlogs, businesses, they do not try to tackle too many topics or demographics all at once. They just don't. They don't focus on broad spectrums. Instead, they pick their ideal customers or their ideal clients and they go after them. That's what matters to them. And if they miss out on some of the other broad customers they could have gotten along the way, you make that sacrifice because ultimately you want qualified listeners, not any listener. Just because you're getting listens doesn't mean it's impactful. I'd rather have 10 extremely loyal tribe members than 100 general tribe members that don't really care about your message. They just listen in to listen in. That doesn't provide value, and they're not going to spread your word. They're not going to help market for you. So instead, find the niche or targeted topic that you love and just run with it. Start general and then start, you know, looking at the stats. Then start niching down after that. If search volume for that topic's keywords appear a little low, don't worry. Google is not the best gauge of what human beings are interested in. It's the best gauge of what businesses and robots are interested in. It's an algorithm, remember. It's not human beings that are going in and ranking pages off of human elements. It's still robotic. It's still, you know, AI. It's not a human being controlling everything. So Google isn't the best gauge of all things human. Instead, you can use tools like Reddit, which has actually proclaimed itself the face of the internet, and it's where real people go to talk about real things. Instagram is similar, Facebook is similar. Connect with real people that have real interests. These are your actual customers. The likelihood that you'll find qualified listeners on Reddit, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat is so much higher than if you just try to go only off of SEO, only Google, only Bing. So don't just rely on that. These platforms aren't gamed as much as Google. The content comes from real people, not robots. So use these to research your topic in depth and find out what people are talking about, what people are interested in your niche. They're kind of like secondary search engines. You'll be surprised at just how many amazing ideas you find in a simple Reddit thread about your podcast idea. They will basically tell you, here's what we want a podcast topic to be. Here's what we want you to talk about. And they won't even know you exist. And you will take those questions and formulate podcast episodes from them. And then you'll go back in there and post those. And it will provide so much value that you will gain loyal listeners quickly. So now it's time to extremely narrow down your audience, right? Take the general topic you ideated, trim it down to fit a specific group of people. Let me give you an example. So if I were starting a sports podcast, sports is obviously a terrible podcast topic because there are 5 billion different sports leagues. If you try to speak on this general idea of sports and market it, the end product will be devoid of any value and nobody will find it interesting because are you going to talk about hockey or basketball or cricket or handball? Who knows? And obviously, not everybody is interested in every single one of those. In fact, everybody is going to have at least one sport that they don't follow or like. So you're going to lose somebody. So instead of trying to please everybody, which never works, niche down, consider that aspect, the niche aspect of sports that you really connect with, and target that. So let's say you grew up in Minnesota and you've always adored hockey. Okay, hockey is now like that second level keyword that you can go after. First, you like sports, okay? And if you like multiple sports, that's great. If hockey is your number one sport, focus on hockey. And how can you make that even more targeted? Well, how about street hockey? How many podcasts are talking about street hockey? Well, you grew up playing street hockey. You know everything about it. You love it with all your heart. It fits all the boxes. So run with it. Your end product could be something like stories and tips about street hockey, where you can tell about your stories when you were a child growing up playing street hockey. You can give tips. You can tell people, here's how to set up a street hockey gang on your block with your neighbors. That's an awesome idea. And you will not cater to everybody, obviously. Not a million people aren't going to be interested in that potentially right at first. But you will get maybe 5 or 10 really loyal people that will love it because you are an authority on that. That's what you go with. Don't worry if street hockey doesn't have crazy search volume. It's not going to be competitive And if you deliver great content, people will listen to it. Again, never force yourself to podcast about a topic just because you see an opportunity or because the search volume is massive. Do it out of love for your topic. It should make your heart sing every single time you record. All right, now this is starting to get more technical. At this point, you have your idea, you've niched it down, and you've found the perfect topic to base your episodes around. It's time to start building the actual podcast technically and physically. So, step three, find the right platform for hosting. Now, I obviously host on Anchor. I think it's amazing. It's so simple, and I highly recommend it to every single person, even people like Gary Vaynerchuk, who could easily afford to be on whatever podcast hosting service he wants. He has chosen to have his podcast on Anchor because it's social. You can talk to people. You can host with other people. It makes it very easy to record, to upload, to put transitions and music. It is highly intuitive, very simple. It's not going to be the most robust podcast host that you've ever built a podcast with, but that's good, especially for starting out. You don't need all the bells and whistles. You need the basics, and it has a little bells and whistles as well that go with it, but it's very simple. So I highly recommend Anchor, but if you prefer to go a different route, Libsyn is highly popular. Buzzsprout makes it very easy to post to multiple platforms, multiple directories. SoundCloud does cost money, so be careful there, but it's highly credible. Or you can host it just on iTunes or Google Play, right? There are dozens of viable options for podcast hosting out there, but I really think Anchor stands out as the clear winner. I personally host all of my podcasts on Anchor just because it's so easy. And no, I don't have any kind of relationship with Anchor. I'm not promoting for them. I just really love the app. It's made a huge difference for me. It basically made it so that I felt comfortable just putting episodes out right away, just to start recording, which I think is the most important thing that you can do outside of getting your right idea and niching it down. I think the third most important thing that you can do is just start creating content. And it's not going to be perfect at first. I'm still learning a lot and it's so fun, but just put yourself out there and start learning by doing. I'll not be outlining the specific process of setting up your Anchor dashboard because you can just go on to anchor.fm or wherever else you're going to do your hosting and they will lay it out really clearly for you. So there's no point of me doing that for you right now, but I will just say pick your host according to, you know, your personality. If you are minimal, simplistic, or you like technology, you like the more social aspect of podcasting, go with Anchor. If you want to be a lone wolf or if you want something more traditional, Libsyn or Buzzsprout are great. All right, now that we have our idea, we've narrowed it down, we have the perfect topic to center all of our episodes around, and we have a podcast hosting service where we can actually put our podcasts into. Step four is to start designing the artwork and the logo. So step four, craft the perfect logo and cover art. You are probably not a prolific designer. If you are, you can skip to step five. I completely understand. But chances are you're not. If you want your cover art and logo to stand out, you know, don't use a white background. Don't make it simple or so simple that, you know, people brush right over your design when they see it in a queue. Instead, use contrast to your favor and create simple and beautiful graphics that communicate the purpose of your podcast through imagery. So if we are doing a podcast about street hockey, tips and tricks for street hockey, make sure that your logo, you know, shows street hockey in action. Show people playing street hockey or have at least a creative logo, you know, animation or something that is related to that. But make it simple. Don't overdo it. If you need help designing, just try out Canva, canva.com. It's the go-to for non-designers that want to create beautiful graphics. It'll make it super easy for you. All right, step five is probably what you think about the most, but it's one of the least important steps of this whole process. Step five is getting the equipment that you need. This, honestly, I promise, is not as important as you think. The key to a great podcast lies in the laying of the great foundation. So go back to steps 1 through 3 if you don't feel confident in your foundation. If not, I mean, if you're really comfortable with where you're at with your idea, then you can listen to this. All you need is a computer and a microphone. Nobody should be telling you anything else. I personally use a Blue Yeti Snowball. It was about $49. It's a cardioid condenser microphone, which means that it's only one direction. It doesn't go out in all directions where it's recording. So when you talk right into it, that's where all of the audio is going in. It's not the fanciest mic on the market, nor is it the most expensive, not in the slightest. It gets the job done. It's actually amazing for the price, and it produces great quality audio for my shows. Do not stress over the equipment. Do not worry about production value. If you have a microphone like this, you know, $49, or even if you go with something cheaper, you're going to be fine. Don't worry about the production value at first. Worry about your content. Get a solid microphone that doesn't set you back too much and just get to work on creating great content. The absolute most important thing that you can do to build and grow your podcast is simply to release quality content on a regular basis. That is it. That's the whole premise of this entire tutorial, is just to tell you, no matter what, as long as you have a great idea, a great niche, and you talk about it intelligently and in an interesting way, that's all you need. I promise. And over time, yes, you'll want to refine your craft, get better equipment. But don't do that until the podcast is actually paying dividends for you. Get good at podcasting before you really, you know, invest that money into the equipment. You'll be really happy that you did. All right, step 6 is record your first episode. It is really important, especially for the first few episodes, to meticulously script out your words. Everyone says you want to sound natural when you're talking on a podcast or on a video, and that in order to talk naturally, you have to speak from the heart. But that is a lie. In order to sound natural on audio and video, you actually need a script. You need something to follow so that your brain cannot have to be distracted by your other thoughts. You can focus in on what you've already prepared, and that actually helps you be so much more natural. The chances are you are not going to be comfortable speaking to yourself like a crazy person all alone in a room until you've had a few runs at it. It is weird, especially when you're talking loud and there are other people outside that may hear you, but it's okay. Just be the crazy person for a while, and practice makes perfect. Gather your thoughts and write them down throughout your research for each episode. And you need to research for these episodes. Don't just do them willy-nilly. Having a script allows you to be more confident and stay on topic. You don't have to worry about veering off onto tangents if you have a script. And you don't have to script every single word, but script it detailed enough that when you do ad-lib, it stays really on point and on subject. When you have a proper script in place, launch your recording software and just let it fly. All right, so those are the steps for creating a podcast, for starting from idea to launch. You now launched your podcast. The steps are over, but there are still things that you need to do on a regular basis, consistently, in order to actually succeed in growing your podcast. Launching a podcast is one thing, but actually building it into something viable is the second part of this whole equation. So you may ask yourself, how can I produce amazing content and acquire loyal listeners? So the first thing I'll say is you should never deviate from what you know and love. We've been through this thousands of times already, but let me hit this home once again. You need to pick a topic that is specific and that jolts you with energy. What makes your heart sing? Remember, ask that all the time. What makes my heart sing? And then you never stray from that thing that jolts you with energy, ever. If you want to talk about something else that has nothing to do with your target audience and your passion, that's great. Post about it on social media or start another podcast on the side. But devote your entire soul to the podcast, and your audience will thank you for it. They will show deep gratitude by subscribing to your show and sharing it with their like-minded friends. Now, after that, I would say you should be performing keyword research all the time for every episode looking at keywords. And we've already talked about this. It harkens back to the commentary about using Reddit and other social media platforms to find what real human beings are talking about. I also want to add a plug in for Wikipedia. Wikipedia is one of the biggest sites on the internet, and they own the number one or number two keyword for just about every informational keyword in existence. No other site ranks for more keywords than Wikipedia, and no other site has more information about those keywords in human history. No other website. So take advantage of Wikipedia's resources. Take advantage of Reddit. Take advantage of going to communities where real people are talking about real things that they're interested in, and brainstorm ideas that way. That is your keyword research. So when you're brainstorming new episode ideas, hit Reddit, hit Wikipedia, hit Twitter, and write all those ideas down on a piece of paper or in a Google Doc and research them to death. Learn everything you can and provide real value, real answers to their questions. This will take time. It will be harder than just coming up with some topic randomly, but it will pay dividends over time, and your organic reach is going to skyrocket. And the best part is that you won't have to spend ad money at all. Not for Google, not Facebook, anything. If you just use social media, free social media, to research what real humans want, and you deliver on it, you don't even have to spend money on Facebook ads or Google ads, I promise. Now, after that, I would ask for support from your tribe. You're probably thinking, well, I only have 300 Facebook friends and none of them really think like me. I agree. Do you know how many of my friends on Facebook are solopreneurs that I'm aware of? Like one or two. And they're the only ones that comment on my stuff some of the time. That's okay. Anybody that is willing to be loyal to you is worth engaging with and worth creating content for, even if there's only one person, even if it's just your dad or your mom that likes everything and upvotes all of your stuff on social media. If they like your content, keep making content. But most of all, you're doing it for you, because this is stuff that is on your mind that you need to put out into the world. But let me say that you already have more fans than you think. You may think, oh, I only have 300 Facebook friends. Well, that's 300 people. And if you can find a way to tap into that and make them more interested in your content, you're going to convert on more of them. What about your followers on Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn? These connections add up quickly, and the chances are that your followings actually are quite different from platform to platform. So you have more people in your network than you think. And remember, these people aren't just strangers. These are loyal fans of your brand being you, not of your podcast yet. But if they're friends with you on social media, they're friends, they're loyal. They will listen to you, and they may not always engage back when you post something. That's okay. Provide value and keep hustling. But just don't forget that you already have a small fan club. So why wouldn't you use that to promote your ideas? Hit the social media trail, post links to your new episodes, share photos of yourself recording in the studio, humanize your podcasting journey, and get your loyal friends interested in what you're talking about. If you truly care about this topic, you're going to find somebody else that is as well. I promise you that. Next, I would say improve your podcasting technique over time. Now, we already talked about this, how production value is overrated at the beginning. And you're not going to be perfect the first time you hit record. In fact, you will probably suck really bad. I know I did, but that's part of the process. You do not expect perfection from yourself in the first, second, or 100th time around. It takes a long time to get good at this. Instead, commit yourself to being 1% better from episode to episode. You can do that. That's 1%. That's like saying one word more clearly per episode, or using better inflection one time every episode. You can do that, right? You can do that. That's not that hard. And if you do that consistently and put out episode upon episode, eventually people are going to listen to your content and say, holy cow, he's a pro. She's a pro. I love listening to her podcast. Work on eliminating your verbal tics, your inconsistencies, and poor tone. Improve your pauses. Silence is okay. You don't always have to be talking. Even though you are a floating head in a room, talking like a crazy person, silence is okay. And never forget to invite people to take action. That is the most powerful thing that you can do on a podcast, is inform and invite. You'll eventually get to a point where you can give lectures on public speaking and podcasting, but for now, just be happy with your progress, that 1% every time. I would say also, make sure you're providing value, and if you're not, record nothing. Plain and simple. This may be the most important thing in part two, in building your podcast and growing it into something you can be proud of. I would say this is the most important portion of that, because podcasting shouldn't, like I said, it should be about what makes your heart sing, right? It shouldn't be about what has great opportunity. And if those happen to intersect, then you've really hit gold. But we can all hit gold even in a smaller market. If you're recording for the sole sake of recording, it's time to reconsider if your topic truly makes your heart sing. Every single episode should provide some kind of obvious value. Now, when I say obvious value, I'm talking about things like it should entertain you or inform you or give you tips and advice, something you can implement, something that is actionable, or at least provide meaningful discussion about a topic. If your episode isn't going to deliver on one of these values, I urge you not to record in the first place. Do not waste your time. Don't waste your listeners' time. So those are some tips on building out your podcast once it's been launched. Now let's move on to the next section. All right, so the final part of having a successful podcast, after you've launched the podcast and started growing your following, how do you maintain success and build a life out of podcasting? I'm going to give you a few actionable things, some theory that has worked for me, and I hope it'll provide some value for you. But it depends for every person on what they're going to do to actually take success out of the podcast. Just remember that first and foremost, you have to be providing value to your listeners, or it won't make money. Nobody's going to want to advertise with you. It has to be clear that you know what you're talking about and that people care what you're talking about, that it provides value for them. If you satisfy those conditions, then stick to a strict schedule. There are no best practices in the podcasting arena for when you have to publish. I put out a podcast every day, roughly. Sometimes it takes me a couple more days, but I try to remain consistent with at least putting out about 3 to 5 episodes per week. But I can only do this because, number one, I'm insane. Number two, the episodes are usually only 5 minutes long. This one's a lot longer than that. And number three, I'm insane. For most people, once per week is great. It depends on what you're comfortable with. Just ask yourself, how much can I really record and feel like I'm providing real value? And then stick with the schedule. Don't deviate from it. The most important thing is that you set one that is consistent for you and for your listeners. Don't break their trust. When they get used to hearing you once a week, let them hear you once a week. That's why you should, you know, backload some episodes, record a lot of episodes up front, and just record more than you need. Just kind of like in life, you have a savings account, a 401k. You save more money now than you need right now, because you'll need it later. Same kind of concept. When you make a promise that you're going to release every week, just release every week, period. Don't break your audience's trust. Next, build your social media presence. Do I need to beat this horse to death again? This poor horse. People, get on your social media accounts and connect with real human beings. Start out with your friends, start out with your family, and then move on to Reddit, Wikipedia, Twitter. Get where people are really talking. Find out what they like, and that's how you get your content. It's super easy. They're telling you what they want, so you don't have to worry. It's got search volume. It's got legs. Answer people's questions, and then go seek those people out after and post your article or your podcast for them. And they'll listen to it because they asked specifically about it, and they know you're an authority on it, right? So once your following gets beyond your friends and family, post engaging content about your topic regularly and post about your podcast on as many platforms as you can. If you get likes and comments, like their stuff that they send you, comment back, reply with your, you know, reply on Facebook, reply on Twitter, on Instagram, engage with your followers and let them know that you're a podcaster of the people for the people. Now, one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of people make with podcasting is they think, well, I could probably sell some ad time for, you know, $100 a month to some low bidder right away and make some money right away off the podcast. And I advise heavily against that. Wait to monetize. Then when the moment's right, go all in. If you're anything like me, you really hope that your passion and topic can make some money on the side. I'd never discourage that. Your podcast should make you money because you're providing excellent content. And the good news is that podcasts absolutely are a great way to make money. But the bad news is, for your impatient side, you do need to wait for it. If you do it too quickly, you're going to fail and you're never going to make real money. $100 a month for ad time is nothing. That won't pay for anything for you. If you wait until your audience is well-defined and you have hundreds, maybe thousands of downloads per month and can really show your value to a bigger ad spender, it's worth the wait, because then they'll start paying you $1,000, or even you should wait beyond that. The worst thing you can do with a podcast is to try to monetize too soon. That goes for social influencer marketing and blogging as well. Just wait, be patient, build up your brand, get really good at what you're doing. And then when you feel really confident with how good you are at your job and your visitor numbers, your listener numbers are through the roof, at that point, you can start negotiating crazy contracts with bidders that will make you, you know, like $50,000 a month as opposed to $100 a month. And maybe it only is a difference of a year. So for a year, you could be making $100 a month, $1,200 a year, or you could make nothing for that year, build it up, become an authority on your podcast, and then the first time you charge, you could start with maybe $5,000 a month, and you've already made five times as much as you would have throughout a year in 1 month. So that's what I would advise to do. Take the long road, hustle for a year or two, and build up a really loyal audience. Then when the time is right, you can connect with brands you trust and use those brands yourself. That's another part of this. If you're advertising for products or services, make sure that you never advertise or talk about somebody else's product that you don't personally endorse. If you're just doing it for money, it's going to come across clearly that you don't actually use that. And I've definitely heard famous podcasters that, you know, they advertise for products that clearly they don't use. And that bothers me. So you'll have to wait for these advertisers, these ideal advertisers, to come along, but they will become your dream clients and they'll pay you handsomely. So just wait. Next, advertise only products and services that you use. So I just mentioned this, but I'm going to piggyback off of it and just say, if you're going to use advertisers as a form of monetization for your podcast, just make sure that you can say with confidence that you really do use and love their product or service. Listeners can always tell if you're lying to them. So just don't do it. I would say offer free advice as well. Be generous with your time and your information. Give away free content to listeners and they'll feel the need to repay you in some way. Free information is so much more valuable than information that's sold at $19.99. If I sell an ebook for $20, I could sell a few copies and make $60, or I could provide really, really great free information that's the same information, the same ebook, by the way, and get leads that actually lead to clients onboarding me as their freelance consultant and making thousands of dollars a month as opposed to $20 per book, right? The chances that you're going to hit gold on an ebook or whatever, it's not likely. So the same goes for podcasting. When you're making your podcast, offer real information and insider information if you have any. If your topic is street hockey, give all the information you can, everything you've learned. Even if you feel like you could sell some of that information, don't. Sold information is not worth that much. And finally, I would say you need to share your love of podcasting with others. Now that you've learned how to do this, go help somebody else do it. Simple as that. I hope that that provided some value for you today. Go start a podcast. People do care about your ideas. This is the hottest medium out there right now. It's on the rise. Audio is on its way to being king, or at least queen. It's amazing what podcasting can do. It has a great reach, and you need to be out there talking about the ideas you care about. It's really on a steep rising trajectory, so get on it now. It's a rocket ship. It's making a comeback from the times when we used to hear thoughtful radio ads in like the 1960s. It's becoming the returning champion of content, and you have a chance to take your seat on the front row, so don't miss out. Go out and build an amazing podcast, but first remember, find out what makes your heart sing, prepare like crazy, and just hit record.